Adel Yazji, December 3rd, 2011, Jacksonville, Florida. Issam Al-Hadi, interviewer and translator for the University of Florida, George A. Smathers Libraries. Edited by Jardy Transcription, narrated by Richard Salzberg. Al-Hadi. Hello and thank you for being here. Adel. Hello. Al-Hadi. We are very happy to have you with us today. Adel. I am very happy to be here. Al-Hadi. We are here in Jacksonville at the house of Mr. Waji Dimitri. It is now 3:10 p.m. and today is Saturday, December 3rd, 2011. I would like to ask you to start by stating your full name and also to tell us about your early stage of life before coming to America. Adel. My name is Adel Balas Yazji. I'm originally from Syria. I lived most of my life in Syria. I wasn't young when I came here. My sister got married to one of my relatives who was living here in the States and moved with him here. She is also the one who started the immigration application for me. It took about 11 years for the application to be approved, and then I came to America. I was brought up in Syria in the Al-Nabak area. It was a small city. The population of that town when I was young was still about 4 or 5 years old, was about 10,000 to 12,000 individuals. It had all levels of schools, including elementary, middle, and high school. I went to elementary and middle school there. I did part of my middle school in a sister's school and the other part in a public school. I obtained the baccalaureate certificate from a technical school in Damascus, the capital of Syria. At that time, there was only one technical school in the city of Aleppo, in addition to the one I joined in Damascus. My school was called the Primary Technical School. I learned that they lately opened many technical schools in Damascus. I don't know about these, but I know that my primary technical school in Damascus, and that is where I obtained my baccalaureate certificate and graduated from. Al-Hadi, when did you graduate? Adel, it was in 1961. After that, I had military training for 9 months, and in 1962, I obtained a job with the Damascus Electric Company. I stayed working with them until I came here in late 1988. Al-Hadi, does that mean you have been living in Damascus all this time, in all this period? Adel, yes, I have been working for the electric company the entire period except for 2 years of military service. I spent 3 months of my military service in Aleppo, and the rest was in Al-Nabak. Al-Hadi, were you still in the army when the October War broke out? Adel, the October War broke out only 2 months after I finished my military service. Al-Hadi, that means you didn't take part in the war? Adel, no, I had already finished my military service then. I continued to live in Damascus and I started a family there. I have 3 daughters and 1 son. Thanks to God that they are all doing fine and that they are all married. My living conditions weren't bad at all. Al-Hadi, how long have you been here living in Jacksonville? Adel, since 1989. Al-Hadi, what do you think you have missed most after leaving Syria and starting a new life here in the States? Adel, everyone who is away from his country will have a feeling of longing for his homeland. There, I had met many lifelong companions, co-workers, and schoolmates. Those will always maintain a special place in my heart, and I have been missing them, and I feel it. It's rare for one of them to come here. As far as relatives and family members are concerned, most of them are here. My mother is here, and all my brothers and sisters are here. I still have aunts back in Syria, but the majority of my family members are here in Jacksonville. Al-Hadi, that means Jacksonville is almost like Damascus, a Damascus neighborhood for you. Whenever you feel like chatting with somebody, you will find a person nearby. Adel, true. Before coming here, I was an electrical technician in Syria. When I tried to find a job in my field of expertise here, I was shocked to know that it's impossible without being licensed. I told them of my experience in this field and the training that I had had for 6 months in France, another 3 months in France in addition to other training courses in Germany, Austria, and Finland. All this was not enough to secure me a job here. They suggested that I should join a school and get a license from here. This was impossible for a person at my age, and I had to do something and find something else. Most of the Arabs here own or work in stores. This is true for 90% of them. Although I had never had the experience of working in a store, my brothers taught me and gave me a cashier position in one of their stores. I began this type of work with an experience and punishment that I will never forget. Al-Hadi, what happened? Adil, I never in my entire life heard of anything called underage. I sold a can of beer and a pack of cigarettes to a customer without asking for an ID. 10 minutes later, he and the police came to the store. The police officer asked me if I was the one who sold the can of beer and cigarettes to the customer with him. I told him it was me. After further investigation and taking my social security number and identification, he told me I will have to show up in court. I wasn't sure until that moment of what I had done wrong. Later, my brothers explained to me that the underage rule. I felt terribly annoyed. I went to court and I found that I was one of another 50 or 60 individuals who were there for a similar misdemeanor. I was fined $150 for selling the beer and another $50 for selling the cigarettes. This happened one more time when I sold a can of beer to another guy who I had no doubt was over 30 to 35 years old. He was way bigger and taller than me. It never crossed my mind that he will be less than 21. 15 minutes later, the police came, and I went through the same investigation again. Although I tried to ask him in front of the police to show me his ID to see if he was really an underage, the police told me that I would be able to check that in court. I was questioned about these misdemeanors when I started my citizenship procedures. Thanks to God, they didn't delay my citizenship procedures, and everything went fine. I never had any other misdemeanors since 1989. Al-Hadi, such misdemeanors are very normal for those who come from that part of the world, because they may never have heard of or had any experience with the underage rule. Adil, I swear to God that I had never heard of it. I blame my brothers because they hadn't alerted me to this rule. I continued working with my brothers for quite some time, given that I didn't have any money to own my own store. Before coming from Syria, I received my employment compensation payment. I left half of my payment with my family in Syria and brought the other half with me. It wasn't enough to start a business. My brother Adnan helped me to start a pizza restaurant with my younger brother. The misfortune continued. We opened the restaurant in a huge residential area that has no less than 1,000 apartments. Soon after we opened the restaurant, the 1991 Iraq War broke out. It turned out that most of those who were residing in the surrounding apartments were military personnel, and they all got deployed to Kuwait. The rest of their family members went to live with their families. The area became completely vacant. This reminds me of the proverb that says, "He who is doomed will, regardless, remain doomed." 3 months later, our store was out of business. It was a very unfortunate financial loss for my brother Adnan. I went back to do the cashier work again for a long period of time. I also went back to Syria and spent some time there. I was also sick for quite some time. Thanks to God and thanks to this country for offering me the treatment that I needed. With all due respect and love for my home country, I may not have received the same treatment and care if I were still back there. Thanks to God, I recovered and I became well again. Al-Hadi, may God grant you more health and wellness. Adil, thank you. When I went back to Syria, I sold a store that I had there and used the money to buy a small store here. What kind of store? Adil, it was a small gas station with only two pumps. I brought my family from Syria to live with me here. Business started doing well, and thanks be to God, my life was back on the right track. Al-Hadi, are you still doing the same gas station work? Adil, I continued doing this work for a while until I was notified that some drug sellers were using the vicinity of my gas station to distribute their drugs. This drove me crazy because my store dealt with the customers from the outside. Nobody except those who worked for me was permitted to get in. I told the law enforcement authorities that I am not responsible for what happens outside my gas station. I was repeatedly threatened not to notify the police. One day, the police caught three of them selling drugs, and that same evening, they were back doing business there as usual. I asked a brother of mine to call from his home phone to report the situation to the police, and he also got threatened. I don't know how those drug sellers managed to know our phone numbers. I tried many things with the law enforcement authorities, but all these efforts turned fruitless. Eventually, they had to close my store. I told them that I had spent all my life savings on the store and that such a decision will have a very devastating consequence on me and my family. They couldn't care less, and the store was eventually closed. Al-Hadi, when did this happen? Adil. I am not sure if it was in 2003 or 2004. Al-Hadi. What did you do after that? Adil. 3 or 4 months later, I found another gas station. However, the area turned out to be even worse than the first one. The employees were also terrible. I got rid of it. At that time, I was approaching the age of 66. I decided that getting a retirement check every month should be enough for me. This is how I have been living since that time. Again, I am very grateful for this country. I had my early start in Syria, but this country took care of my health. I pray for it. I feel that I wouldn't have found what this country has offered me if I were living in another country. Al-Hadi, Mr. Adil, you talked earlier about some training courses that you have attended in France, Germany, and Finland when you were still working for the Damascus Electric Company. I want you to tell us more about the nature of these courses and for how long did you stay in Europe? Adil, I was one of 5 technicians who joined the electric company that same year. One of us soon left and the other 4 continued working. Soon after we got employed, the company sent us on a 2-month French language course. After that, they sent us to France to have training with a French electric company that had a contract to provide the Damascus Electric Company with 2 power stations. The training was basically on operation, installation, and power connection. We learned a lot when we were there. We stayed there for 5 or 6 months and then returned to Syria. I became a co-supervisor in one of the power stations there with the French team. The French and the other Arab employees were doing the technical work and I was supervising them. There was another co-worker who was also a supervisor in another station. This fellow is now in Texas. Al-Hadi, are you in touch with this fellow and did he find work in Texas? Ada, he went into the air conditioning business. He and a partner of his are contracting for an American company in Texas. Al-Hadi, this means he is doing well. Adil, he is doing well, although when he came here, he had no family members who came ahead of him, like in my case. Al-Hadi, let us continue talking about training courses in Europe. Would you please tell us about your trip to Finland? Adil, I went to Germany to receive some transformers and generators. We spent 15 days traveling in Germany and Austria. Al-Hadi, which German cities were you based in and which Germany? At that time, there was a Western and Eastern Germany. Adil, we were in Frankfurt in Western Germany. From there, we went to Austria to visit a company there. The chief technical manager in that company was an Egyptian. It was a worldwide known company, Al-Hadi. This sounds like a good experience of traveling in Europe. Have you ever been to an Arab country other than your homeland country? Adil, only to Lebanon because it is very close to my country. I plan to go to work in the Gulf countries such as Kuwait and Qatar. They were looking for technical workers. However, their offers were not appealing for me compared to what I was used to getting in Syria. I would have gone if their offer was 2 or 3 times the one I was getting in Syria. I declined their offer and continued to live in my country among my family and relatives. Al-Hadi, how are your connections with Syria now? Do you still go to visit? Adil, I still go to visit. Al-Hadi, when was the last time for you there? Adil, I just came back 3 or 4 months ago. Al-Hadi, that means you were in Syria when the current events were unfolding. Adil, I arrived in Syria when these events were just starting. Nothing was going on in Damascus. Al-Hadi, I believe most of these events were taking place in the city of Homs. Adil, true, we are originally from Homs. My village is called Zaidl, which is located 5 kilometers away from Homs. We no longer have family members there except for a nephew. His father, who is my brother, died, and his son continued to live there. This nephew has a brother living here in Jacksonville. His sisters are all married and live here in Jacksonville. I went to visit him in Homs. I was told that shooting and firing have become very common every evening. When it was 5:30 that evening, the shooting began and the streets were completely empty. The next day I collected my luggage and went back to Damascus. Al-Hadi, may God keep the country and people safe. Adil, amen. May God answer your prayers. Al-Hadi, there are surely many events going on in Syria and other countries. We just pray for Allah to keep people and countries safe. Adil, true, what we see on TV is utterly unacceptable. It seems that the ruler is not willing to relinquish power and the demonstrators are not willing to give up their demands. Al-Hadi, let us move to America. How do you see the American lifestyle and culture compared to the one you were accustomed to in Syria? Adil, my answer about the American lifestyle may not make you happy. I wasn't young when I came here. I experienced life for 46 years before coming here. I swear to God that I had never seen drugs in my life until I came here. Of course, I heard people talking about drugs and hashish, but I never saw or knew anyone who was selling them in Syria. When I came here, I realized how terrible the situation is regarding the selling and distribution of drugs. If it keeps going like the way it is now, then it takes no less than God to save the future of this country. I worked with a cousin of mine in his store, and I saw men and women who were on drugs. I talked to a lady and tried to give her advice, but she rejected my advice and described me as stupid and no different from an animal. I said to myself, let her go to hell. This is the same among blacks and whites. They are all having the same problem. If it keeps going the way it is now, then this country's future will be very dim. Even those who get caught don't get punished more than paying a light fine. They stay for a few hours behind bars, and soon they get out and go back to the drug business as usual. You may not be aware of this situation, but I have seen cases like these when I was working. I would not have believed it until I saw it in their hands. It is the same for all of them, regardless of skin color. Al-Hadi. Thank you very much, Mr. Adjir. We feel very happy being with you here today and getting to know you. Adjir. Thank you. It was an honor for me to be here as well. Al-Hadi. I pray to Allah to grant you health, with health and strength, and to keep you sound for your family and children. Adjir. Thank you.